Okay, well, our protest today here is about the bedroom tax. The bedroom tax is basically a change to housing benefits. It means people who are having help with their rent and are paying their rent via housing benefit and they're in social housing, if they're of working age, it means they're going to, if they have one surplus bedroom, it means they'll be losing 14% of their housing benefit entitlement. And if they have two bedrooms surplus, which is not uncommon, it could mean they'll be losing 25%, a quarter of their rent or rent money to pay their rent each week. So it's a big attack on people, especially if you're disabled.
Do you know anybody this is affected?
I do. I have an allotment on the Bellingham estate, and I think the chair of our allotment society, her children have grown up, moved away, and they've got a house. I think they've got a three-bedroom house, and obviously, technically, they've got two surplus bedrooms. So she's disabled, and she has to have a spare bedroom because of her mobility issues. And they're being hit very hard, and they're really suffering. So they're going to struggle to put bread on the table. A massive drop in their household income.
So what do you hope will happen? Because it is the law, isn't it?
Well, obviously what we're saying, and many local authorities around the country, especially in Scotland, have said that those local authorities, those housing departments, won't be evicting people where they run up arrears on their accounts solely because they just don't have the money to pay this shortfall in housing benefit. And we're asking Lewisham to do the same, that Lewisham Homes shouldn't really be evicting people who just genuinely can't afford to pay the rent and have suffered a big drops in their
benefit. What about people saying, well, why don't people move out and get a smaller flat?
Well, that's good. I mean, Lewisham have got a good record of encouraging and supporting people who want to move, but it should be voluntarily. It should be voluntary. It shouldn't be, people shouldn't be arm-twisted and compelled. If they've grown up in a neighbourhood all their lives with their family and friends and have a settled basis in the local community, they shouldn't be forced to suddenly give up that house or property. And often it's the case that there aren't any other smaller houses for people to move into. But the reality is what we should be doing is building more council houses. And that's something people before profit are very supportive of. We want to see the council building many, many hundreds of council homes.
Thank you very much.